This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Tuesday, April 23. God's doing. Our reading comes from Ephesians chapter 1. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. In love, he predestined us for the adoption to sonship through Jesus Christ, in accordance with his pleasure and will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he has freely given us in the one he loves. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, in accordance with the riches of God's grace that he lavished on us, with all wisdom and understanding. He made known to us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in Christ, to be put into effect when the times reach their fulfillment, to bring unity to all things in heaven and on earth under Christ. In him we were also chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of his will, in order that we, who were the first to put our hope in Christ, might be for the praise of his glory. And you also were included in Christ when you heard the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation. When you believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession, to the praise of his glory. Paul begins his letter to the Ephesians with great praise to God for all the blessings we receive in Jesus. Back in eternity, before he created the world, God worked out the mystery of his will with all wisdom and understanding. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Three persons and one God, working together, designed a way to include us humans in their family. Though we are imperfect and weak and even sinful, Christ came to give us his perfect life to pay the debt of our sin. And when we believe in him as Savior, we receive the Spirit of God himself to work in us as the guarantee of our inheritance with God forever. One cannot read words like the mystery of his will without wondering. Can we even begin to understand God's will? Books have been written in attempts to understand the will of God. And when it comes to ideas like predestined and adoption into God's family, we have to admit that this is a mystery. We cannot comprehend it. Still, we have the assurance of knowing we're included in Christ, having heard the message of truth, the gospel of salvation. We have received the Holy Spirit as a seal of our salvation, and with joy and delight, we can see the work of the Spirit bearing fruit in us, to the praise of his glory. Pray with me. Almighty God, we live in awe of the mystery of your will. Grant us the assurance of living in joyful obedience and delighting in your perfect purpose. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.